This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. I had planned to comment this week about the appropriations process, and by the way, we did make some progress. Wanted to talk about its importance, its slow pace, and its potential impact on the country. And I will have some points to make about that shortly, but wanted to use much of this time to talk about the horrific assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk this week. I didn't know Charlie personally, but like millions of Americans, perhaps even you, and particularly young Americans, I did get to know him through his campus crusades on social media and the impact he had on bringing young people into the political process. Charlie was impactful, to say the least, and though his life was cut short by an assassin's bullet at the age of 31, you can bet the success he had with Turning Point USA and those patented appearances on college campuses inspired a legion of young people to take a more active role in our nation's political process, despite one's political leanings. Given the amount of political violence we see these days, I considered Charlie a brave soul. Committed to his faith and the conservative movement, he provoked meaningful debate on issues of importance to this nation. And while his style might seem to be a bit confrontational, I always considered the back and forth he had with participants to be quite respectful. He would often acknowledge the good points presented by antagonists, but had a unique knack of driving the discussion deeper in thought, always giving a point of view grounded on biblical principles and conservative ideals, never backing down from a healthy exchange on some of society's most divisive topics. I find it shameful that this country has devolved to the point where disagreement has led to extreme political violence. There is no place in humanity where that is okay, and it hurts that much more to realize his death leaves a wife without a husband and two precious kids without a father. My heart breaks for the Kirk family. Charlie was unafraid to confront his audiences with intense and thoughtful discussions of topics like lifestyles, the Second Amendment, abortion, among the most divisive issues in America. And surely he knew the personal danger associated with his celebrity status. Simply put, he was a target. And sadly, in today's America, too often we see the solution to our disagreement is to try to silence those with whom we disagree. In many ways, the killing of Charlie Kirk made his voice louder and his cause more profound. Somehow, some way, we have to end political violence. The divisions in our country are making us vulnerable to larger threats to the republic. Robust debate is the hallmark of the American experiment, and I pray we can use tragedies like what happened on that Utah campus as a clarion call to unite us as a people, and in each of us challenge ourselves to be a force of good. Only then will senseless violence find itself as an unfortunate footnote to history, and the America we all love return to its rightful place, as Ronald Reagan said, that shining city on a hill. Now to government funding. This week, the House finished its work in committee on fiscal year 26 appropriations. Remember, we're operating on a continuing resolution, and that runs out at the end of this month. A lapse in funding means the federal government shuts down. None of us want that, but few of us want to rely on yet another CR to fund our government. The margins in both the House and Senate are such that any solution we find will have to be bipartisan. We need 60 votes in the Senate. The GOP currently has 53. We have to have 218 in the House, and the margin for the Republicans in the House just narrowed this week with a swearing-in of a member from Virginia. Republicans can now only lose 2 votes on any measure, and soon it will be down to 1. I am hopeful we can move something by the end of this month to demonstrate it's within our ability. Another CR certainly is not the answer. This weekend, maybe we should take some time with family and friends to use the tragedy in Utah this week to reflect on the things that make our country special and vow to put an end to those things that are ripping the soul from the greatest country ever imagined. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.